Hello.
Hi, this is Madison from Corporate HR. I'm looking to speak with Shane.
Yeah, this is Shane.
Hi, Shane. I just wanted to follow up on the policy change email we sent out last week. We didn't get your e-signature on it.
Pardon me, Madison, you said?
Yep. Corporate HR sent you an
Okay.
email last week about the policy change.
Okay, I'm gonna just bear with me one moment, Madison. Thank you for your
Yeah,
patience.
could we just get a verbal consent over the phone? Because you're just the last one that hasn't responded.
I see. Let
You
me.
know, with everything going on right now, let me just fill you in. I mean, the company, as
Sure.
you may well know, has to tighten our belts somewhere, okay? Make some budgetary cuts. And don't worry, there's not going to be any layoffs or furloughs. You know, we're going to be trying some other things first.
My apologies. I'm not seeing anything there, nothing in the deleted folder.
Again,
What?
we can
Can you give
just do, yeah, I don't have a ton of time here. We could just do that verbal consent. We're just asking all the employees to make some changes in their daily routines.
Well, I guess if I could just be provided with some sort of summary
Oh,
of
sure.
the contents of the email.
Of course, yeah.
Thank
For
you.
example, the amount of printer ink you've been using in your weekly sales report, it's a little excessive.
The amount of ink?
Yes.
Excessive.
I know it's a
Okay.
new idea. Again, just trying to prevent furloughs.
I
So,
see. I see. Okay.
so we don't want you to print any copies.
So is the solution just to replace it all with email now? Is that correct?
No. We're going to need you to handwrite the sales reports for all the team members.
I'm sorry, handwritten?
Yes, including bar graphs and other type of sales projections.
My report is 14 pages long. You'd prefer me with HR to actually write out 14 pages handwritten?
We'll give you extra pens if that's what you're concerned about.
I hate to ask what's next, but is there anything else you could relate to me from this email?
Yeah. So how often do you use the bathroom at the office?
Excuse me, I don't really feel comfortable saying. You
I
just
just
say
need to
not an
know the
average.
frequency. Again, no details.
Okay,
No
probably
details.
twice, maybe twice during my day.
Okay. So just to let you know, that's fine, but we're no longer providing toilet paper in the bathrooms.
Excuse
So I'd
me?
recommend either bringing your own toilet paper with you to work, or maybe you could just hold it.
I'm going to stop you now. You're saying that HR is telling me to hold it? That's the solution? Bring your own toilet paper or hold it? This is the big budget solution?
Well, if you really need to go, you can always go to the Wendy's down the road and use their bathrooms.
Personally, I would not go to Wendy's for that. I would not.
I'm just here for solutions, coming up with solutions for this company and for you, okay?
Are you implying that the solution then is to just be cheap?
Wow, that is not a word I would use. I thought you'd be a lot more sympathetic to the company owners, to be honest. I mean, they only made $3 million this year. Last year, they made $4 million.
Oh, yes. I feel very sorry for them for not making as many millions this year to last year.
So is that a verbal consent that you agree to the new policy changes?
I think that you either have to resend me this so I can see it for myself.
Okay, I
I
can
think
do
that's
that.
fair.
I can do that. But just before I let you go, I just want to let you know that tomorrow you will need to bring in your own chair.
My own chair? Excuse me? From what? Like just from home? Just bring a chair to work?
Yes,
How is the
exactly.
company saving money by taking employees' chairs? Like, what does my chair bring to value for the company?
eBay. We're selling them all on eBay.
Okay, well, then do I get to pick whatever chair I want? How about I bring a lazy boy? Just like bring it over there, and that way I can have a cup holder or something.
If that's what you find portable, then that will work.
Oh
I don't
my
know if it'll
gosh.
fit in the elevators.
This is getting ridiculous. Why haven't I heard this from Brian? Why haven't I heard this from Meg? They haven't talked to me at all. I mean, they're my immediate supervisors. Why would I be left out, as it
Yeah.
were? Like, why am I out of the loop?
That is an excellent question. And Brian and Meg, they know all about this.
Well, they didn't tell me. They didn't tell me that to bring my own chair and to just hold it.
No, because what they really wanted to tell you, this is a prank phone call. They set you up.
Hold on. What is going on here?
Don't be mad. I'm not taking your chair. This is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
A phone tap? Oh, God. That was ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Meg and Brian emailed us. They said you were worried about the company and all the budget cuts that are coming.
I was like, you're measuring ink?
What, you can't
Oh, my
hand draw
God.
graphs all day? I don't understand.
Oh.
They just wanted to make your day better and tell you that you're doing awesome at work, okay?
Well, that is awesome. Hope I get to keep my chair. I like my chair.